It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour in this Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, as we always do. Hope you had a great weekend. Again, my thanks to the city of Cincinnati. Great turnout for my book signing. Got a proclamation there. Said some nice things about me. I may go back there. Old Mason, Ohio. Got a proclamation. Well, they, you know, sometimes you have these smaller towns where they'll put home of. I haven't gotten that yet with my little town.
Really?
Oh,
no.
Dang.
Yeah. No.
Well, there's like a big big industry there. Now they're like the home of
Procter and Gamble.
Procter and Gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was my home before it was Procter and Gamble, but Procter and Gamble is kind of a bigger
deal.
Does
Procter and Gamble even go there if you're not from there? I don't know. Probably not.
Yes, because the land was really cheap. That's why they went there. Yes, Paul?
The town is Mason, Ohio, correct?
Yes.
Now, let's say they get into a showdown between... Is George Clooney the actor from Mason?
No.
I have him... It's being reported in different places that he's from Mason, Ohio, or lived a long part of his life in Mason, Ohio.
He went to church in Mason, Ohio.
That's big.
But so did I.
If it's a showdown between you and Clooney...
I'm going to lose that. But I think they lived in northern Kentucky. His dad,
okay.
Nick Clooney, was a big news anchor.
Carpetbagger, you're calling
him. Yeah, Channel 12. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, he wasn't from Mason. I don't remember him. Now, I know that he had a crush on my sister Annie.
But
I don't know how, if he lived in Mason, how long he lived. Does he claim Mason like I claim Mason, Ohio?
I got Clooney born in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
He lived in Kentucky for quite a while. He was raised at some point in his life, it says, few different towns in Kentucky, then Worthington, Ohio, then a few years in Mason.
Yeah, I don't remember him in Mason.
They should be like a cutoff. Like, you know, isn't MLB you have to be 10 years to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I don't think he did 10 years in Mason.
Yeah.
We'll call for him.
Yeah, and it's not like I want a, you know, a sign that says home of Dan Patrick.
You wouldn't go back and be there for the
I would not.
Event.
No, like ribbon cutting and all that stuff, get a key to the city.
Yeah, you wouldn't bring your whole family there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. I did get a proclamation. And they said some nice things. I got to see some people I grew up with, and it was nice. Nice little homecoming. Let's see. Monday Night Football. Got a couple of games tonight. You have Saints-Panthers, and you have the Browns and the Steelers, the DraftKings line. Saints -3 versus the Panthers. And the Steelers are getting 2 against the Cleveland Browns. Let's see. If we're looking at must-win, well, Panthers aren't good. Steelers, you got to win this game. I mean, the Browns, you hope you're going to win this game, but the Steelers got to win this game. as far as yesterday and even Saturday, you know, there were some bad wins and some good losses. Like the Patriots losing last night, they didn't get embarrassed. They just don't have the offensive firepower to keep up with somebody like Miami. And Miami is legitimate. That offense is great. Keep an eye on the Ravens. I've said that. My preseason pick, if I was going to try to make money on the MVP, would have been Lamar Jackson. I told you about Zay Flowers. I said he's going to be incredible. Wide receiver out of Boston College. It's the fact that he played at Boston College that I don't think people were buying into it. I'm like, man, just watch him. And having a scout, one of my sources saying, somebody's getting an all-pro. Then he got drafted, and my source said, Baltimore got an all-pro wide receiver, and he is great. You go into Cincinnati, the offense struggled. Now Joe Burrow, don't know what the update is on his calf. Waiting for an update on Saquon Barkley this morning because he got hurt late in that comeback win against the Cardinals, having an MRI this morning. Phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show, and we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. Every Friday, when I talk about Meat Friday, I use the expression that we got from the Harbaugh family, and here is John Harbaugh after the Ravens win against the Bengals.
Who's got it better than us? Yeah, did you hear it? What was the answer? What was the answer to who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Yeah. All right. Got to work on that. It's not quite like Dion. You know, they done and made it
personal.
He went and made it
personal.
And just to let the Ravens know, who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That's how you do it. Yeah, Paul.
Do you see Colorado's pregame speech? Dion had his mom and The Rock in there.
Of course.
It's like a TV. You couldn't make a TV show as good as Saturday. Here comes The Rock and Mom.
Yeah.
Pregame.
And Lil Wayne is there.
Man, what a scene.
I mean, it was. It was wild. That we have not had an atmosphere. Like, you'll have a football atmosphere. That was something that was, I mean, it's crazy. When you think about how everybody, Paulie said, it's like pop culture. The atmosphere, pop culture, that was WWE. That was reality show. That was college football atmosphere. And it lived up. You know, the game was wonderful. Colorado didn't play great, but they kept playing good enough to stay in it, and then they got the big play and ended up winning. And it paid off. Here is Dion talking about the win, and he also complimented Colorado State.
You know, I could be petty if they petty, but I ain't got time for that, man. I'm on to bigger things, eh? I'm happy for the brother. I really am, man. I'm happy that they fought, that they played a good game. I'm happy he's a head coach. I'm happy for any brother that's doing it and successful, man. I truly am. I don't know where all this stuff come from. I have to respond because, you know, it's my mama taught me that. You know, you just ain't going to type me in. I'm going to sit back and ain't going to say nothing. But I'm happy for that dude, man. I don't know him, but I'm happy for him. I wish the best for him. I really do. My success ain't got nothing to do with his. So why would I want him to succeed? I don't know how people get down like that. My blessings ain't got nothing to do with his blessings.
So he's rooting for the brother, but is he rooting for the brother, and should he be rooting for him? It was a competitive game, Colorado State. It's a rivalry game, and sometimes it's the team that you don't expect that ends up winning a rivalry game, and they almost did that. Could have done that. Yes, Marvin.
I think he was rooting for him in general, just not
that
against
game.
Him.
Yeah. But he doesn't know the dude.
No, not one bit.
No, he doesn't know him. And then Dion had this to say about his team, refused to lose.
Truthfully, it's one point in the game I said, we can't let this dude win. There ain't no way we let this dude win. You know, his press conference is going to be unbearable if we let this dude win. But I knew even when we got the ball on the 2 or 3, 4 yard line, I said, as long as the ball is in Shador's hands, we're going to get down this field. I knew that without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay. So he would have been unbearable in that press conference.
Oh, man.
Even though he's rooting for the dude. Yes, Marv.
Colorado was the whew of the weekend for sure.
Can't deal with this dude.
Yeah.
The handshake.
No. Oh, that would have been spicy. That would. I honestly thought if that coach at Colorado State wins, does he get a pair of sunglasses and put those on and goes over there, doesn't take off his hat, and shakes Deion's hand? Somehow, I think that there was a game plan there. If he won, what he was going to do. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I read too much into it. Felt like there was going to be that, oh, okay, all right.
Their handshake was good, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was nice. It was like, all right, so this is over.
And I think it was, you know, sometimes you'll have this when fighters getting ready to fight and they say things about each other, and then all of a sudden it's over and they hug each other, say nice things about each other. That's what it felt like. By the way, if you go to danpatrick.com, the T-shirts, we just got the Crappenberg State T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, crap you.
Yeah, crap you. Or is it you crap? Yeah. But we have that T-shirt. Please re-drink responsibly.
Yeah. Please re-drink responsibly.
Please re-drink responsibly. Yeah, that was my slip up there. So we got a few new T-shirts in there. And you can go to danpatrick.com. Couple of phone calls. What's the poll question for the final hour of this program?
Dan, we could go with, we have a bunch of 0-2 or 2-0 options that we could throw up there. Like, which 2-0 AFC team do you believe in least, Dolphins or Ravens?
Do I believe in least? Why can't I do which one do you believe in most?
You can.
Okay.
But the flip side of that is, which 0-2 AFC team do you believe in most? Right? So that you could have Bengals, Broncos, Patriots, Chargers, Texans.
I'm going to say the Bengals, but I'm going to put an asterisk by that because of Joe Burrow. I believe in the Ravens more than I do the Dolphins. But that's only because...
Spicy.
Well, that's only because I've picked the Ravens to be, you know, one of those teams that can go to the Super Bowl. And I truly felt that this year, and I think Lamar Jackson was a great pick for MVP. The pass he threw to Zay Flowers is spectacular. Mm. Now, people will focus on Zay Flowers' catch because they don't want to give credit to Lamar Jackson throwing, but that is a pass that nobody's going to do it better than that pass that he threw. But I would say the Ravens. Ravens always, you know, they got a great coach. They win close games. They just got to stay healthy. That's been the biggest problem, certainly at the running back position. Well, Lamar has been injured. Odell Beckham got banged up a little bit yesterday. Yeah, Paul?
Best stat for the Miami Dolphins, Tua, in two games, he's been sacked once. He's been hit three times. Three hits, quarterback hits
That's
in two
pretty
games.
Good.
That's pretty good.
No need to use jujitsu or whatever it is. He's 2-0, right, Ton? By the way,
2-0.
The Washington Commanders offense, for real? Eric Bieniemy, anybody?
Dot, dot, dot?
Yeah. They, right now, better offense than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Storyline?
That was my big surprise with Kansas City. They won, but how they won with their defense. And Jacksonville, man. If you want to play with the big boy, you got to win those games. Trevor Lawrence, you got to win those games. Here's Doug Peterson, the Jags head coach.
You play good teams, you play well-coached teams, you can't beat yourself. And that's what we did today. We beat ourselves. Yes, the defense, yes, special teams played well, but it takes all three phases, right? And that's what football teams do, and we didn't do that well enough today. The opportunities were there, and we didn't do it.
Got to win those games. It's like Detroit, you got to win those games. You know, the media can say whatever they want. Analysts can say, oh, man, the Lions, great story. Man, I really like them. Win those games. Same with Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, win those games. Dale in Kentucky. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, I've got a worse than a best, and if you have time, I need to ask Polly a mental health question.
Oh, okay.
For my mental, I need some advice.
Okay.
And my worst is my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers getting shellacked in Columbus. My best is they got $1.8 million to do it.
Okay. All right. Now so, your mental health question for Paulie.
All right. So Paulie will relate to this because he's also an alumni of a directional university. So Western Kentucky University beat South Florida by 17 in the opening week, and Alabama beat them by 14. Does that mean in my delusional mind as a Hilltopper fan that we're better than Alabama? I need you to top me off the ledge, Polly.
No, I love when people do that. Like when your team beats someone and then that team beats someone, the transference, that means we're better than blank.
This happens a lot with college basketball where somebody beats somebody and then that team would have been the national champ because that team beat that team. Yes, yeah,
these are some of the most factual anecdotes that we have, though, that it's the only way you can truly compare other than playing head to head. If we beat you and then you beat them, then we're just as good as them.
Chris in Colorado. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Dan, it's long time, first time, 6'1". Well, maybe now 6', if I'm being honest. So there is no worst of the weekend. The best of the weekend has to be an American cyclist winning a Grand Tour event in our own Sepp Kuss. This hasn't been done in 10 years. We haven't had any relevant cyclists, and he did it on a dominant cycling team with a lot of drama. That is my best.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris.
That was going to be mine.
Yeah.
Glad I got mine out first.
Paulie, do you have your best and worst of the weekend?
I definitely the Missouri kick. You know, okay. I love these games, by the way, when a 1AA school gets paid to beat a big school. Stanford in California, they lost 30-23 to Sacramento State. Sacramento State got like $650,000 to come there and beat them.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
John in Hartford. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call. So I had a couple of bad wins and good losses I wanted to throw at you, get your opinion on them. Okay. The bad win, I think, would have to be Florida State going into Boston College and barely escaping. I know it's a conference road game, but there was so much hype around this team coming into the preseason. And then even after their big victory against LSU, everyone's saying Jordan Travis might be in the Heisman conversation. And they just were completely flat in that second half against a team that won 3 games last year. So I'd have to say that's a bad win. And then for, I guess, a good loss, I'd have to say maybe the Houston Texans. They were getting completely blown out at halftime. And, you know, C.J. Stroud actually looked pretty good in that game, 384 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Texans could have completely rolled over. They kept fighting in the second half. I know it's going to be a long year for them and their fans, but I guess if you took something optimistic out of that, it would be the performance of C.J. Stroud.
All right. Well, thank you, John. C.J. Stroud, no interceptions either. But Anthony Richardson got banged up again, second week in a row. We'll take a break. We have more phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. We're back after this. Wolf and Shepherd. Wolf and Shepherd, made and worn by athletes. You've probably seen them with Rob Gronkowski, Steve Nash, Maria Sharapova. A fellow broadcaster, Aaron Andrews, has joined the team as well. And these shoes are great. You know, you have the crossover, and what that means is they've taken the classic dress shoe but made it comfortable. You really get an athletic shoe. And there are times, many times, when you put on grown-up shoes, those dress shoes, and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get these off. That's not the case with Wolf and Shepherd. The new Cruise line, cutting edge of casuals and styles made to be worn every day, the comfort to actually do it. Designed in L.A., crafted from premium Italian leather in Portugal, the shoes look great, feel great. The future of footwear, never sacrifice style for comfort again. Wolf and Shepherd, dive into the future of footwear. Discover what shoes were always meant to be. Wolfandshepherd.com. Wolfandshepherd.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Ohio State Notre Dame on NBC. That'll be in primetime coming up on Saturday night. I haven't looked at the rest of the schedule to see if there are any other great games. You have Colorado at Oregon. The Chargers will be at Minnesota. That got spicy. And you have the Rams at Cincinnati. It's a Super Bowl rematch, as they like to say. Boy, this is, this past week wasn't a must-win for the Bengals, this next week is a must-must-win for them. And the Rams are proven to be a tough out. You know, they played pretty well against the 49ers. And, of course, they won their first week against Seattle. But the Bengals, you've lost two divisional games, and now the Rams come to town. We have an update on Travis Hunter's health for the game against Oregon. What's the update, Paulie?
According to Brett McMurphy, college football reporter, the Colorado wide receiver defensive back will be out 3 weeks, according to Deion Sanders. Buffalo, the Buffs' next three games are at Oregon, hosting USC, and at Arizona State. All three would have been national TV.
What is the injury?
It's they think it's like shoulder area. I double check it.
All right. By the way,
there's speculation about either concussion or ribs or shoulder, but no one's given on the details of the injury yet.
Might be all of the above. Latavius Murray scored a rushing touchdown in the Bills' win against the Raiders. So he's one of four players in NFL history to score a rushing touchdown for at least six different teams. Bills, Ravens, Broncos, Vikings, Saints, Raiders. He joins one other running back and two other quarterbacks who scored at least one rushing touchdown for six different teams. Anybody want to take a, Marvin, I'm going to go to you. I think you're going to get one of them.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
That is one. He's the leader with eight teams he scored a rushing touchdown for. So we have a running back and a quarterback. Any guesses? Got to go back maybe 20 years for the quarterback, recently for the running back. The running back I didn't know played for six teams. Yes, Marv?
Adrian Peterson?
Yes. Now the quarterback. Played a long time. Paul?
Josh McCown?
No. Josh McCown, no. First initial, same as the his last name initial. So that helps you at all.
Dante Dolepepper. No, that's not it.
Good guess, though.
Dang.
Dolepepper.
Dan Dorino.
Dan Dorino. No, not that many teams. Can't be.
No, it can't be.
in the 90s?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he played a long time.
Steve DeBerg.
No.
Danny DeBerg.
Oh, that's
same initial.
Steve, 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 Steve. Okay.
Deeb DeBerg. Not Deeb.
Chris.
Chandler.
Chandler. And that'd be the C in the C. Chris Chandler. He did it for six teams. Okay. All right. Here's Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. DJ in Nebraska. Hi, DJ. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
I got a best of the weekend, a worst of the weekend, and a question for Marv that ties into the Warsaw, Indiana kicker. So, best of the weekend is my Colts winning and the Gators winning. Trevor Etienne having 172 yards rushing. And also just seeing Nick Saban just look miserable in the sidelines. I love it as a Florida fan. Worst of the weekend is Josh Heupel calling a timeout with 7 seconds left in the Florida game. Man. And that kind of leading into a tussle at the end of the game. That was pretty dumb. Don't understand why he did that. But the question I had for Marv is, so you guys said that kicker was from Warsaw, Indiana. Which Laker player, an old Laker player, he's also from or he played basketball at Warsaw, Indiana in high school?
Okay. Old Laker from Warsaw, Indiana.
What? Like, what time period?
I screwed that up. he would have been in high school in the 80s.
Okay. And he's a former...
He played in the Lakers in the... Yeah, former Laker. And he played in the 90s, 2000s. And he won a ring.
Okay. Not Mike Schmreck.
No.
Yeah, Paul.
Devin George?
No.
No.
Marvin, you got one?
Nope. Not even close.
Okay.
Eddie Jones?
Rick Fox.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Rick Fox, that's right, from Indiana.
Okay.
It's here for DJ.
All right, DJ.
Yeah.
I think a couple of the Plumleys are from that area.
From Indiana?
Yeah, Warsaw area.
Only a couple of them, though.
Yeah. There's a bunch.
The rest
man.
Of them are from somewhere else.
But they didn't play for the Lakers.
No. So.
Thank you, DJ.
Yeah, when I think of Indiana, I think of Rick Fox.
Mr. Indiana.
Yeah.
I think of Eliza Dushku.
What?
One of Rick Fox's ex-girlfriends, Eliza Dushku.
But she's not from Indiana.
She's not.
No.
But when I think of Rick Fox, that's what I think about.
Man, we were...
I like it better when you're not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. 11?
Todd in Portland. No relation. Todd in Portland.
11.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
First time, long time. 5'11", alive, 170. So best and worst, best of the weekend, I won all my UFC bets except for the main event, which was a draw and pushed. And worst of the weekend, Todd's Broncos killing my parlay, but at least they made it interesting. So thanks for that.
All right. No, thank you, Todd. By the way, Dylan, the graphics guy, nailed his 4-team parlay. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody fading Dylan because he had lost the two previous weeks with a three-team parlay or three-leg parlay. He had a four-team parlay, and he was going with a bird theme. He had Falcons and the Seahawks and the Ravens and the Cardinals. And he ended up winning his DraftKings four-team parlay.
And just like that, he's like 4-6.
Yeah.
Just like that.
He was 0-6. Now he goes to 4-6.
Boom.
Yeah. He had a good week.
What a legend.
Yeah. George in Cincinnati. Hi, George.
Hi, DP. My best of the weekend was the book signing in Cincinnati. You were great. Spent plenty of time with the fans, answered questions, signed books. I had two books to sign. You signed one for my son, Mark. You signed one for me. my worst of the weekend. I get home, I open the book, and it's Greg, happy 70th, Dan Patrick, name's George. But I appreciate it. Either way, I've got a collector's item.
That's awesome.
I was close.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Greg.
All right, Greg.
Yeah. Hey, happy 70th, George. My name's Greg.
My name's George.
My name's George.
You're really close.
Got first letter.
Yeah.
You know, you're always talking, so there's like two or three things going on at the same time, and like you're going to take a picture, you're going to talk to somebody, and then you're going to sign the autograph. There was another one. A friend of mine, his son came, and I signed the autograph, although I just said, you know, to whatever, all the best, and then I didn't sign my name.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, so he said, hey, could I get you to autograph my book? And I go, I did. He goes, yeah, but you didn't put your name down. So details. Come on, people.
Greg, George, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. That's close. That's close. The NFL, I think, reacted to the opening night, that Thursday night with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Lions, and the right tackle for the Chiefs who was lining up in the backfield. And they weren't calling it. And to me, it was egregious. And it was a standalone game. And it felt like the NFL was cracking down on these offensive linemen who are trying to get an unfair advantage by being able to line up a little deeper in the backfield. Therefore, that oncoming edge rusher, you know, you're going to have a little bit more of an advantage against them. Yeah, Paul.
Why doesn't the NFL just have everyone on the offense who's on the line exactly where the center is? And make it even. The defensive line, you know, that it's such a huge advantage, and we've taken it for granted.
Well, that's it. They want to give offenses even more of an advantage. They whatever, you know, edge the defense has, they want to take away that. They want points. They don't want the quarterback getting hit. We want to help these offensive linemen. And I don't know if the offensive linemen have evolved the way these edge rushers have. I mean, these are athletes on the edge, man. And those aren't great athletes at tackle, it feels like. Yeah, Marv.
Yesterday was unfair. Micah Parsons versus Dwayne Brown.
Dwayne Brown is – how old is Dwayne?
He's as old as I am. He's maybe 38 – legit, he's 38 or 39.
Yeah. I thought he was like 41, but
– tomato, tomato.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
And it's so funny because Parsons stands next to these guys, and he, I don't know how tall he is, but I bet he's not even 6'1".
I think he's around
6'1".
Yeah, maybe.
He looks medium-sized compared to some of the guys. Remember Clay Matthews, who was a rush linebacker? He's not even close to his size, I don't think.
Yeah, but Aaron Donald is not tall.
Yeah, it's wild, though, that you almost want to be shorter with leverage and like the bend and that stuff they talk about.
Yeah.
Got to have a great bend, Dan.
Yeah, got it. Hey. Aaron Donald, I think, 6 feet tall. But Micah Parsons, man, that's a whole lot to deal with there. And that's a good defense. And you got a good defensive coordinator there. Now you're asking. This is one of those, if you're a Cowboys fan, are you going, something's going to happen. Everything's going great. So what's going to happen here? Yeah, Paul.
If you want to look at something fun, look back at draft grades when the Cowboys took Micah Parsons. Why are they taking another middle linebacker? Aren't they Van Der Esch, et cetera, Sean Lee and those guys? This doesn't, it's a redundant position. What are they going to do with him? And there was no discussion of him being a rush end, an edge rusher.
I don't name him. He's been a source for a long, long time. But he's so good. You know, he's the one that said Zay Flowers is, you know, somebody's getting an All-Pro. He's the one who said, Chase with the Bengals, best wide receiver when he was coming out, not even close. The offensive lineman with the Colts, who's the guard, Quentin Nelson, said he's the best player in the draft. He said he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And then he's the one who said to me, and I came in prior to that draft, might have been that night of the draft or might have been that Friday, and he said that Micah Parsons is the best player in the draft. The question is, people will go, where do you place him? And my source said, he's just a football player. That's all. He said, he's like Troy Polamalu from the standpoint of, Junior Seau was also a name that he mentioned, because he said, he's positionless. That's the beauty of him. You know, you're not going to find him right there every single time. And Micah Parsons has been even greater than that. Steve in Oregon. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Dan? 6 foot, 193. Best of the weekend is I got to go up in person and see my Dodgers complete the tennis sweep of the Mariners, 6-2, 6-2, 6-1. And unfortunately, since the worst is that they, since they completed the division title on Saturday, they sat Muncy, Freeman, and Betts yesterday. So didn't get to see them play in person.
No, I don't think you can complain too much. You're a Dodger fan. Yes, Paul.
The Dodgers have outscored their opponents by 185 runs this year. Only one better is the Atlanta Braves have outscored their opponents by 219. In the AL, Tampa Bay Rays, who are actually in second behind the Baltimore Orioles, they've outscored their opponents by 196 this season.
Greg in Cincinnati. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, bud. I just want to thank you. I wasn't at the book signing, but my buddy Matt in Cincinnati was kind enough to have it signed for me. So I don't know if George, the previous caller, was confused, but I am Greg, and I want to thank you so much for signing my book. I appreciate it, bud.
All right. You're welcome. Matt in Cincinnati, he's a caller to the show and a very funny guy. So great turnout. Once again, thank you for those who came out. Terry in South Carolina. Hi, Terry.
Hey, listen, my best and the worst of the weekend. Dallas won yesterday. It's a good, but five freaking field goals. It's the worst.
Okay.
I wish they would learn to score more.
I think I would be satisfied if you didn't have any turnovers. But thank you, Terry. Play good defense, run the football, don't have any turnovers. That's a pretty good formula for success. Well, here's Matt in Cincinnati. Hi, Matt.
Hey, boss. Thanks for taking my call. Best and worst real quick. Bearcats, Bengals, not looking so good. But no, the best was absolutely meeting you, getting a book signed. You were great with the people. You're a man of the people, boss. What can I say?
Thank you, Matt. Great to meet you. Thanks for coming out.
I got a question. Did anyone like come back and surprise you in line? Where you're like, Steve from high school. You have one of those?
There were a couple of guys I went to high school with who were there. That surprised me. One of my brothers flew in from North Dakota. Surprised me. But, yeah, it was good. It was nice. You know, some interesting conversations that I had while I was there. Yes, Mark.
Was there any mention of you know who during the book signing?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes, there was.
There was?
People wanted to know if Jenny Batchy was there. And I said, no. No, she's not.
She didn't show up?
Well, she's in Northern Ohio.
Not a big reader.
Southern Ohio.
Not a big reader.
She doesn't like to read. Doesn't like to read.
Not loves you. Hates yeah. reading.
No. She read The Room. That's why she's not married to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She doesn't read books, but she read The Room. Like, I'm not going to marry that guy. Yeah. Although, somebody did. I sent you guys the picture. Somebody sent me the picture, brought the picture to the book signing. Jenny Batchy and Jay Keffley at prom. And I was like, damn, that is mean. It's too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. Too soon. And Jay Keffley has got this big smile on his face. Jenny Batchy has a big smile on her face.
Yeah. Jake's got a look.
Yeah. Well, he's a football player.
Yeah.
Played at Ohio University.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Not the Ohio University.
Ohio University. And his brother played there, too. Yeah. He had a big smile on his face. Jenny, I think Jenny was smiling through the pain of she had to go with Jay Keffley.
That's not what it looked like.
No, it did not.
Looked like she was having a pretty good time, got to admit.
Probably a limo. Keffley rolled big, I heard.
Yeah. All that money he got went for playing football at OU. Oh. Probably spent it on a limousine.
Whistleblower.
Yeah. Jay Keffley. I'm over it. So is she. All right, take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. My son came home this weekend, saw the bottle of Keeper's Heart. He goes, is that Finders Keepers? And I said, yeah. I found it. I'm keeping it. They're my friends. He said, well, You only have one son. I said, all right, go ahead, take it. Keeper's Heart, truly new, unique style of whiskey, bringing together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. They also have a bottle of Old Fashioned that Keeper's Heart makes. They have so many great products. Yeah, my son took that too. Keeper's Heart, made by one of the best distillers in the world, Brian Nation. Sir Brian Nation. He rocked whiskey world when he left Ireland's most famous whiskey company to make Keeper's Heart here in the United States. You have the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys, delivering a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. Keeper's Heart has been winning award after award after award. The world's best Irish whiskey, according to Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. If you're a whiskey fan, give it a try. Keepersheartwhiskey.com. Use the promo code DAN2023 to get $10 off your purchase. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. I was back in the back with Dylan, the graphics guy. He was telling me about now how good he is at picking games. He had his four-team parlay, and now he's feeling pretty good. So very happy for him. You can listen to the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast every Thursday, danpatrick.com. All right. Any surprises tonight? Saints against the Panthers, Saints minus -3. Browns -2 versus the Steelers. So you got two home underdogs. Is that right? Yeah, Paulie?
Both games have over-unders under 40 points.
I've got 38 Brown Steelers, 39.5 Saints Panthers. Is the Saints Panthers in Carolina
tonight? Yes.
I'm going both home dogs tonight. That used to be a recipe, not disaster, but I home dog Monday night. I usually did pretty well. I don't know what the odds are anymore. Yes, he,
home dog.
Yeah. Home dog Monday night. Yeah, sure, why not? For entertainment purposes only. Travis in Florida. Good morning, Travis. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. First time, long time, 5'11", Fluffy 280. So I got my best and worst of the weekend. The best is my Florida Gators winning on the at home and getting back into the top 25. The worst of the weekend is it looks like the Cowboys are back, like they've been saying for about 20 years now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Travis. I'm sorry that's the worst for you. It's early. And then they've got Arizona coming up, so they're going to be 3-0. This day in sports history, have that for you coming up. Ken in Texas. Hi, Ken. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Dan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I still can, Ken.
All right. Sorry. I was trying to turn my radio down there. Hey, I got your book, and I was wondering if I sent it to you. I'm Ken in Texas, right? But if I sent it to you, could you sign it and say something like, hey, to my good buddy Kevin in Tennessee, and then maybe sign it Dave Patrick or something?
I'd be more than happy to. But if you do send your book, make sure you have self-addressed. Like, you have to have the envelope and the postage there. And if you do that, then I'll be more than happy to sign it. I just don't want to have books and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm sending Dylan to the post office and spending money to send it back. But if you do it, take care of all that, I'd be more than happy to sign it to the wrong person and sign my wrong name on there. This day in sports history, Paul.
Just a couple. 1915, the first asphalt-covered racetrack was opened in Cranston, Rhode Island. And here's one. 1962, Charlie Finley, the owner of the A's, which started as the Philadelphia A's. They were moved to Kansas City, I think, in 55, maybe. He was denied permission to move the A's to Dallas-Fort Worth. They were going to move in 1962 to Dallas-Fort Worth. Denied. And then he moved about 6 years later to Oakland. And now they're off to Vegas.
Mm. On this date, 1996, Roger Clemens equals his own baseball record for strikeouts in a 9-inning game. He struck out 20 in a win against the Tigers. 1994, Ken Burns' award-winning documentary series Baseball premieres on PBS. That's when he added color to some of those and had a lot of spring training games and workouts and whatever Ken Burns does, usually pretty spectacular. Chris in Florida. Hi, Chris. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. First time, 6-4, work in progress, 230. I got a best. Don't really have a worst. And I had a Stephen Wright joke for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
The best would be Tampa Bay. The Bucs going to 2-0 behind Mike Evans going off and also Shaq Barrett dedicating the pick six that he had to his daughter. And the joke to Stephen Wright that I had was when I was growing up, there was this pizza shop in town that only served slices. You could walk by the window and see the guy throwing up a triangle.
Not bad.
Yes, Todd.
He also had one where he goes to the convenience store and he's like trying to get in, but the door's locked and he's knocking on the door and he says to the guy, can you let me in? He goes, we're closed. He goes, you're closed. It says open 24 hours. And the guy said, not in a row.
You don't hear about Stephen Wright much anymore,
love
do you?
Love that guy.
Like, I don't know. Does he tour?
I don't think so. Kind of faded out of the limelight.
67 years old.
Yeah, that's way too early,
yeah.
Unless there's health issues there.
We'll make some calls.
Yeah. Maybe Stephen Wright would join us.
I'd love to come on.
Thanks, Todd.
He's a musician. He's recorded several non-comedy songs with his friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's got an interest in painting, apparently.
Nice,
Stephen.
Man of many talents.
Yeah.
All right. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Dan. which 2-0 AFC team do you believe in more? Right now, 74% believe in the Dolphins more than the Ravens.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That's fine. That's fine.
I think John Harbaugh would get more, skew the poll question a little more than that, but maybe not.
Yeah. Who has it better than we do?
Nope.
No.
Well, the Dolphins.
No.
Perhaps the Dolphins.
Go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
This made me smile earlier. In Cincinnati, at your book signing, at least one fan said, thank God for Marvin.
Yes, I did. That's all he said. He said, hey, I don't need anything signed. Just thank God for Marvin. I go, okay. Seton O'Connor.
Cincinnati went well.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, Marv.
It's Greg, not George.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Made a mistake. I'm close. Paulie.
Todd is the favorite kid in his family.
What we learned brought to you by Simply Safe. And Simply Safe 24/7 Live Guard Protection helps you stop crime in real time. Get 20% off your new system when you visit SimplySafeDan.com. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Great to start a new week with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. The phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.